And before we begin our Torah study, let's pray together. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us with his commands and commands us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. I don't know, such a beautiful moment and such a beautiful place of scriptures today. Such a rich and important for us. We are in the first month of 2022, to be sure, 2022. And I have a prayer in my heart. It's my deep prayer for you, that we would look ahead not with fear or disappointment and expectation of problems, but with trust in God and expectation of blessing from Him. We need to have this approach, to look ahead with faith, with trust to the Lord. That is exactly what the Lord expected from His people when He brought them out of slavery in Egypt. Expectation, faith, trust in Him. When we read the book of Exodus, we tend to judge the Israelites for their rebellion and lack of trust in God. You know, and sometimes you may think, if I were there and followed Moses and saw God's glory and presence in Egypt and then in the wilderness, I would never rebel, never oppose the will of God. Actually, do not raise your hand if you think this way. You know, the difference between them and us is that we have the Torah. We can read the following page from the Bible and find out how it all ends. It's easy for us. We know the next page. Actually, I remember my school, how I was teaching, cheating in my school time. Sometimes I was reading from the back of the book, you know. If you want to know answers, read from the back of your book. Never do that. Read everything. And they did not have this opportunity. They wrote the Torah with their lives, experiences, victories and defeats, and successes and mistakes. They walked this long and challenging path so that today we can learn from their mistakes as how to trust the Lord. Look at the Torah. This is the lesson for us. And we must never forget that their path was not fast and was not easy. It was a difficult path. The Lord led them not to resort, not to vacation to Miami or Hawaii, but a desert full of enemies and hard trials. Sometimes it was so difficult to them, and the problems they faced there were so new to them and incomprehensible that they were ready to return to the slavery in Egypt, a difficult place, but at least familiar to them. So the Lord taught them humility, faith, obedience to His voice, unity, and spirituality. The Lord teaches us how to be in unity together during this time. In the wilderness, He remade them as a people, as each person separately, both inside and also outside. Today we are also writing the book of Acts of our lives, our journey with the Lord, all of us. There are numerous trials and problems on our way, for sure. Sometimes we want meat because we no longer want manna. Or we encounter snakes, demons, or sins that want to bite us, and we have to run to the cross of the Messiah in order to receive forgiveness and healing from Him. You and I have days when we do not feel the Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh, and Yeshua, the Messiah, give us water from the rock of salvation to satisfy our thirst. Sometimes it happens to us. There are times when it seems that the desert will never end and better times will never come, that the problems drag on for so long, and we are so tired because of it. Someone perhaps is already murmuring against the Lord and setting conditions for him how he should act. While someone is already worshiping the golden idol, an Egyptian calf poured out of gold because it is more convenient. The idol can be controlled and carried around everywhere you want. But it is impossible to govern the Lord. He directs his children, and we need to follow him in obedience. Believer and obedience always goes together. Please remember, the Lord brought us out not to destroy, but to bring us to the promised land so that we may know him, communicate with him, love him more than anything in this world. Trust him, follow him, even if you do not understand what is happening around you right now. Expect blessing from him, not defeat. And you know what? The Lord will help you. He is the Lord. So, let's take a look at the Torah chapter, today's Torah chapter. Exodus chapter 13, two verses, verse 17 and verse 18. Such an important place of Scripture. So deep, so important for us. Exodus 13, 17 and 18. After Pharaoh had let the people go, someone would think, okay, it is end, everything will be fine, we are out of slavery, out of Egypt, now is a new life, life full of money, full of fame, full of everything good is possible, and to think. And you know, sometimes some preachers try to give this message, only come to Jesus and now everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. Yeah, everything will be fine, for sure. I can promise you, everything will be fine. Everything. But sometimes it's a different fine than we think about. So Exodus 13, verse 17 and verse 18. After Pharaoh had let the people go, God did not lead them along the road to the land of the Philistines, though that was nearby, for God said, the people might change their minds if they see war and return to Egypt. So, the very important moment here, God lead them. God lead them. It was not their idea. Their idea was to go through this very short and comfortable way. It was their idea. But God lead them through a difficult place. So God led the people round by the way of the wilderness to the Sea of Reeds. And Bnei Israel, people of Israel, went up out of the land of Egypt armed. So, let's repeat together. The Lord brought them out of Egypt. Not to destroy, but to bless. Please, I mean, I can close my message now. We can stop here. But remember these words. If you don't remember anything else from my sermon, and sometimes it happens, I know. Remember these words. The Lord brought you out of the bondage of sin and death and delivered you from Satan, not to destroy you, but to bless you. I mean, remember that. Think about it. Pray this prayer. Write in your refrigerator to remember it because it's the most important place in your house. So you would know it always. And even if you use this place in the nighttime, you will be reading this in the nighttime. So, how important it is for us to realize this truth. The Lord wants to bless us. He wants life. So when the Jewish people left Egypt, they did not know or understand that the short path to the promised land led them directly to the Philistines or Plishtim. And Plishtim were a warlike people with their vast army and chariots. They had a huge army with many chariots. And chariots were the tanks of that time, like Abrams today, which constituted the main striking power of their army. And the path was long and seemed arbitrary. The Lord led them through long way. However, this path bypassed the Philistine army, goes around them. The people of Israel were not yet ready to fight, although they did not understand it. They want to go through short way, but they weren't ready to fight. They weren't prepared. It seemed to the Israelites that there was no end to the wilderness. But, and this is very important to remember, if they had gone along the coast by a short route, then everyone would have died. Many people would have died. The land of the Philistines, Eretz Plishtim, is not today's Palestine, and the Philistines are not Palestinians at all, as some believe. Plishtim were the invaders. They were the failed empire of the peoples of the sea. Powerful nation with a huge army. The Philistines were enemies of Israel and the enemies of Egypt. And when the people of Israel grumbled on the long journey because they did not see the end of the wilderness, they did not even realize that the Lord had saved them from bloody war and inevitable destruction. They were angry at the Lord, but He saved them. It reminds my life too. Many times I was asking, Lord, why? And after some time I said, Lord, thank you so much. You saved me without my understanding, my knowledge. How merciful is the Lord. He knows everything. So then when you know this, all the story of Exodus makes sense. Everything understandable right now. The same is happening in today's spiritual world. And the same temptations befall you and me. Sometimes we might not understand something, not see the future and prospects in our life. Sometimes we don't know what to do, where to go. Or it may seem to us that the Lord is leading us in the wrong and wrong direction. And I know the better where I need to go, for sure. Although it seems that there is a much easier and shorter way, but the Lord, He's the Lord. He knows better. Amen. But let's remember that the Lord leads us. And He does not want to destroy us, but to bless us. And now, one of my favorite part here. I want to show one exciting way of how we can keep ourselves from grumbling. Somebody would say, do not show me this way. It's easier to always grumble. I mean, I'm sorry, I need to say that. From defeat and how we can inherit God's promise. I want to show the very simple way. So there are two essential psalms that I want to talk about. So let us open Psalm 23, verse 4, one verse. Very interesting place of scriptures. Psalm 23, verse 4. I believe all of us will know this place. It's so famous, so important for us. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff comfort me. So, here's the application. When you are in the valley of death, difficult place, you do not see the horizon and often do not understand what awaits you ahead and what is around because the mountains hide the future from you. You are in the valley. You don't see things. You don't see directions. And therefore, through the prophet and King David, the Lord gives us direction. When you are in the valley of shadow of death, and it is dark and scary around you, there is only one hope left. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Because His rod and His staff comforts you. Actually, the rod is a symbol of the power of God, His omnipotence, His almighty God. And the staff, it is His will in your life, a sign of His guidance in your life, that He is your shepherd and He knows better where to lead you. His rod, power, and His presence, His staff. He's here, right here. And please believe, He's here right now. He's here right now. In His Holy Spirit. When two or three are together in His name, He promised that He is with us. So expect your healing, expect your blessing, expect your answer. Expect Him, expect from Him. He is more than enough. Amen. There are times when the only thing that remains is to believe with all your heart that the Lord is with you, even when you do not feel Him. Sometimes. The words "your rod and your staff" literally mean that I put my trust in Almighty God who is with me right now. This is what it means. Your rod and your staff is with me. So how do we behave in the valley of the shadow of death? So let's read the verse from the following Psalm 24, which goes just after 23, and it, as if continuing it. So 24 verse 3. So 23, valley of shadow of death. Psalm 24, verse 3. Who may go up to the mountain of Adonai? Who may stand in His holy place? So Psalm 23 speaks of the valley of death, and Psalm 24 is about the mountain of the Lord. Do you see here? Valley of death, and the next Psalm, mountain of Adonai. When today someone immigrates to Israel, we say they made Aliyah to Eretz Israel, to the land of Israel. Aliyah in Hebrew is translated as an ascent, go up. Therefore, when we invite our reading team to read the Torah, we ask them to make Aliyah. So thank you, reading team, for making Aliyah every Shabbat. The ascent to the Torah, going up to the Torah. Let's remember where the concept of Aliyah came from. The fact is that Jerusalem and the temple were located on the top of the Mount Zion. It was on the top of the Mount Zion, and it is on the top of the Mount Zion. In order to come to the temple for the holiday or to make a sacrifice, it was necessary to make Aliyah, ascend to Mount Zion. Go up. And when you go up, your head is up, and your eyes are looking up. It is like a picture of faith. When you go to the Lord, look up at Him. Trust in Him. From all sides, pilgrims going to worship the Lord had to go up. It was necessary. The only one way to the Lord, go up. So let's count how many Psalms of ascents, Psalm of Aliyah, are in the Bible. So it is 15 Psalms, Psalm 120 through 134, are called a Son of Ascents. And if you will open your Bible, you will find the name, Son of Ascents, 15 Psalms. What does it mean? The Psalms sung by pilgrims when they ascended to the temple in Jerusalem, this was for them. To go up to Jerusalem, they sang these psalms. the songs, 15 songs, which is very interesting. And what is very interesting, the last two psalms of ascents, 133 and 134, talk about biblical unity among believers, unity in the body of Messiah. And one of the most famous places, it is Psalm 133, starts, a song of ascents of David. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. This was the song of pilgrims who went up to the temple together. How good and how pleasant for brothers to dwell together. Let's go up together to the Mount of Adonai. Let's go up together. It's a good thing to go together, to worship the Lord. Let's go. And next Psalm, 134, verse 1 through 3. A song of ascents. Behold, bless Adonai, all servants of Adonai, who stands by night in the house of Adonai. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless Adonai. May Adonai bless you out of Zion, maker of heaven and earth. According to Psalms, unity between believers, followers of the Lord, is possible only during the joint ascent to the Lord, serving Him. This is where you can find real biblical unity, serving the Lord, going up to the Mount of the Lord. Amen. It is quiet because I believe everyone is so happy about it. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm so thrilled to be in the presence of the Lord. It is my favorite time to be on the service on Shabbat. If you will ask me, where is your favorite time, favorite moment? To be in the presence of the Lord is my favorite time. Do not miss me now. I'm here. I love you so much. Thank you so much for your prayers. Yeah, I missed you too last Shabbat. What's interesting here? And immediately, the following Psalm 135. So 134 is the last song of ascent. And next, right next Psalm 135 reminds us of the Exodus from Egypt. The chapter from the Torah that we are reading today. Exactly, today's Torah chapter. And I would like to read verse 1 through verse 5, Psalm 135. Hallelujah! Praise the name of Adonai. Give praise, O servants of Adonai. Standing in the house of Adonai, in the courts of the house of our God, praise Adonai, for Adonai is good. Sing praises to His name, for He is delightful. Can you feel the presence of the Lord here? Already. For Adonai has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel, as his treasured possession. For I have known that Adonai is great and that our Lord is above all gods. So that is the goal of the Exodus. To learn that the Lord is God, that He is good, how to worship and serve Him, how to ascend to Him. And you know, often, from my own experience, to climb the mountain to worship God, you have to cross the valley of the shadow of death, as Psalm 23, a valley of trials and problems. This is the spiritual world. This is how it happens in our lives. We need to be honest. And when you are in the difficult time, please remember, there is mountain of Adonai awaits you. Do not lose your hope. Do not lose your hope. It's very important to remember. And what is very important to note, climbing the mountain is much more difficult, whereas going downhill is much easier. You can use your legs or some other parts of your body, go down. Fast, easy, sometimes painful, but faster. How often it happens that in our lives, when we face difficulties, it is much more easier for us to bow down our heads and go on about feelings, fears, lies that the enemy whispers to us. It's true. How often the enemy says, well, that's it. The Lord brought you out only to destroy you in the desert. Look around. You can't see anything, only problems around you. But the Lord says, come on, ascend, make aliyah to the Lord's mountain, to the place of His presence. I did not bring you out to destroy you, but to lead you and save your precious soul from eternal death. This is the Lord. Remember the parable of the good Samaritan. Luke 10:30. I want to read one verse. Yeshua replied, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was attacked by robbers who stripped him and beat him, and they left, abandoning him as half dead. So, the road from Jerusalem to Jericho led down from the temple. And how often on this easy, as it seemed to us, way down we come across robbers, enemies who wants to destroy, rob, and kill us. Spiritual world. Therefore, our calling is always go up. Raise our spiritual eyes upward to the Lord and trust Him. I want to conclude my message with a simple idea. For me, the main lesson of the Exodus is that everyone goes through difficult trials in their lives. Everyone. No exceptions. Each person has their test, but each of us has a choice. When there is no way forward, it seems that the road is too long and tiring. You may feel hopelessness. It is good to feel hopelessness sometimes. Experience these feelings. Or meaninglessness and the desire to grumble against God. I mean, it's happened sometimes to people. But at such moments in life, it is necessary to trust the Lord, to climb the Lord's mountain with patience and, very important, to go in His presence. Let us say together, to go in His presence. Where His presence is? In the house of prayer. Connect to other believers. Pray together. Come to the synagogue. Call and ask for prayer. Find support from people who love the Lord. And as we read in the Psalms, let's go up together. How good and how pleasant for brothers and sisters to dwell together. And remember, you can forget everything, but remember, the Lord did not bring you out to destroy. And the desert of your life will finally end. One more promise from the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the last place of the scriptures for tonight, today, for this morning. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. Actually, if you'll read 11 and 12, it is about Exodus from Egypt too. This also plays about today's Torah portion. So everything I read today, it's connected to Torah portion. The same idea. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation, and help me to understand this very important word in English, word no. So many times I saw mom telling her son, no. And he's telling, but ma, no. And you can see this picture for a long time going on. No, yes, no, yeah, but if this. No temptation has taken hold of you except what is common to mankind. You have your own temptation, but it's common to mankind. You don't have angelic temptation, or you have your own temptation. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape, so you will be able to endure it. Amen. And I truly believe the place of worship is the beautiful place to receive help from the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, miracles happen. The Lord answering our prayers. In the presence of the Lord, He's there. Because this is the presence of the Lord. Yeshua is with you to support you, just like He was with Israel in the wilderness, showing the way every time in difficult circumstances, giving water in the dry places, sending manna from heaven, fighting enemies. And now in conclusion, I want to sing Psalm 121, actually, Psalm of Ascent. And I want to sing this psalm over you as our prayer for you today. It is our prayer for you. And it is the Psalm of the Ascent, Aliyah. And please, the most important part here. It is essential to understand that this psalm is intended not for those who go down the easy path of disappointment and sin, but for those who go up into the Lord to worship in His presence. If you want to apply this psalm to your lives, you need to decide to go up into the presence of the Lord, even if it is difficult, and specifically if it is difficult. Because help is above, is from above. You must strive for it because the Lord brought you out not to destroy, but to bring you to His holy place, to His house of worship.
Shabbat Shalom. And let's read it in English first. A song of ascent. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where does my help come? My help comes from Adonai, maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. Your keeper will not slumber. Behold, the keeper of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Adonai is your keeper. Adonai is your shadow at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Adonai will protect you from all evil. He will guard your life. Adonai will watch over your coming and your going. From this time forth, thank you.
Lord, this is our prayer, Lord. Help us to follow you, Lord. Help us to go up. Help us to lift up our eyes to you, Lord, to the mountains of Adonai. Help us to believe, to trust. Help us to wait for your help, Lord. We thank you so much for your presence in our lives, Lord. We thank you for this beautiful place, Lord, for this beautiful time, Lord. We thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, for everything. Lord, as bless my brothers, my sisters, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Everyone who needs your answer, Lord. Who needs healing from you. Who needs your presence, Lord. Please, Lord, send your help. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you so much for your mercy, Lord. We thank you. Amen, amen. Let us stand together and let us close with Aaron's blessing together.
Services prayer, I would like to make announcement that next Saturday our Shabbat school is open, so your children are welcome to come. And also on the last Saturday of the month we will have youth meeting, so it's not next Saturday but another one. So when we have 5 weeks it's fifth, when we have 4 weeks of the month it's fourth. So praise the Lord for our congregation, for our people, our parents, our children, and teachers who serve to our families. Amen.
Yeah, let us pray. Yivrechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yair Adonai panavelecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.